Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we are covering Section 168E of the Internal Revenue Code. This section classifies depreciable property by type, but the reason we are giving it its own episode is a specific provision inside it, Section 168E6, which defines qualified improvement property. If you have ever heard the term keep, this is where it comes from. Let me explain what qualified improvement property is and why the story behind it matters. When you improve the interior of a commercial building you already own, the cost of that improvement has to be depreciated. Before 2017, there were several categories for interior improvements with slightly different rules. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act tried to simplify things by creating one unified category called qualified improvement property. The idea was to make a 15-year property eligible for bonus depreciation. There was a problem. The law was passed with a drafting error. The provision that was supposed to assign qualified improvement property to the 15-year class was left out. So, instead of getting 15-year treatment, qualified improvement property ended up in the 39-year class by default. That was not the intent. It was a mistake in the text of the law. But until Congress fixed it, taxpayers were stuck depreciating interior commercial improvements over 39 years. The CARES Act, signed in March of 2020, fixed it. Section 2307 of the CARES Act amended Section 168E to make qualified improvement property 15-year MACRS property with a 20-year ADS life, retroactive to property placed in service after December 31st of 2017. 15 years is already a big improvement over 39, and because 15-year property qualifies for bonus depreciation, the entire cost can potentially be deducted in year one. So what exactly is qualified improvement property? Section 168E6 defines it as any improvement made by the taxpayer to the interior of a non-residential building as long as the improvement is placed in service after the building was already placed in service. There are three things that do not qualify. Enlargements of the building are out. Elevators and escalators are out. Improvements to the internal structural framework are out. Everything else that is interior, non-residential, and made after initial placement in service is potentially qualified improvement property. Think of things like new flooring, updated ceilings, wall treatments, lighting upgrades, new interior doors, or a remodeled lobby. Those types of improvements can fall into the QIP category. Now, how does this connect to a cost segregation study? A study identifies two types of fast write-off property. The first is personal property under Section 1245, which we cover in a separate episode. That means things like specialty wiring, trade fixtures, and equipment foundations. Those go in the 5-year or 7-year class. The second is property that qualifies as QIP. Those improvements go in the 15-year class. Both are faster than 39 years, but they are different categories with different definitions. The study has to distinguish between them correctly. An interior improvement that meets the technical standard for personal property goes into the 5-year or 7-year class. One that does not meet that standard but still qualifies under the QIP definition goes into the 15-year class. Misclassifying them in either direction creates errors. If you have improvements made to a commercial building between 2018 and 2020 that were placed on a 39-year schedule because of the drafting error, Revenue Procedure 2020-25, which we cover separately, explains how to fix that. You can file a Form 3115 to catch up on the missed depreciation without amending prior returns. The bottom line is this. Section 168E6 is the authority behind the QIP classification. For any interior improvement to a non-residential building made after 2017, this is why it qualifies for 15-year bonus-eligible treatment. A cost segregation study identifies which of your improvements belong here and make sure they are getting the benefit. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how QIP applies to your property, visit the Authority Library in your report.